Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday meditation. In the Gospel of Mark, over in chapter 7, something really interesting is happening here. Jesus' disciples don't go through the motions of hand washing before they eat. Now, you and I know that just as a matter of cleanliness, we wash our hands before we eat, but this isn't about whether we wash our hands to be clean. This is a spiritual rule where before they eat anything from the market or sit down to a meal, they cup their hands and they have water in them. They splash it on their face, but honestly, they do this because it is a ceremonial washing. It is one of the many traditions that they've hung on to. And so they come to Jesus and say, hey, how come your disciples don't follow that tradition? And it's so interesting. Jesus' reply is, you hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you. He said, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship is a farce, for they teach man-made ideas as commands from God. Friend, today, ask yourself, what is it about your private worship or your belief on Scripture or God that causes you to fit into that category where it's about what you do, but you don't really know why? Or maybe it's about what you do for show or making sure that you say the right things in front of the right people. But I believe Jesus is literally just cringing when we believers don't act like Him and then know that we will have some problems in our life and always just turn to Him. Friend, go be the best you today and let Jesus live out loud and let Him live through you in such a way that you see Him at work and you can trust Him in how you live. And you don't have to be different in front of everybody. Just be more like Jesus. I want to give you this time to let Him describe to you deep in your soul exactly what He's trying to tell you. People have asked me before, Chuck, have you ever audibly heard God? And the answer is, I really believe I have. But more often than not, I receive kind of a nudge or a kind of a prodding. At times, I feel like He's taken a shepherd's crook and pulled me in a different direction. So it's beautiful to take a couple of moments, and rather than just speaking to God, let's stop and let Him speak into us. Specifically today, ask the Lord, would you give me wisdom so that I'm not about tradition, I'm about a deeper and more outrageous faith in you, Christ the Lord. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Well, Jesus really did look at them and say, you know what, those folks there, they're not with me. They're honoring me with their lips, but their actions don't matter. I think sometime last week or so on one of the podcasts or one of the meditations I mentioned, you know, it's like an old phrase that I heard when I lived in Texas that says that somebody is all hat and no cattle. And what that means is they're playing a part, but they're not real. I think Jesus is saying to us as believers, you can trust me to live as authentic as you would like, and you can live even more authentically, and you can live more outrageously when you become more like me. Go live like him today, my friend, so that he might always look at you and say, I'm so grateful you didn't get stuck in tradition and you didn't get stuck in a rut, but you followed me. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you back again on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.